you do? What do you do when blessings don't come to you? What do you do when you've prayed and prayed, but God still won't do things your way? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do when you can't see God's blessings? Will you trust God, trust in His love, or get angry, turn away? What do you do? What will you choose to do? With Luke 24, verse 26, what do you do knowing Jesus was blessed with dying on a cross for you? What will you do? What will you choose? Faith, trust, or leaving God?
Luke 24, selection from 18 to 26, after the crucifixion along the road. Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to Jesus, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which have happened in these days?" And Jesus said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel." Then Jesus said to them, "O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?"
What will you choose to do with 1 Peter 2, verse 20? What do you do with God's promise that you shall suffer if you follow Jesus? What will you do? What will you choose? Faith, trust, or leaving God?
First Peter 2, 20-23. "For what credit is it if you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently, but when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, that is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who when he was reviled did not revile in return, when he suffered he did not threaten, but committed himself to God who judges righteously." 1 Peter 2, 20-23.
What do you do? What do you do? What will you choose to do? With 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 3, what do you do with God's telling that you must be faithful through suffering? What will you do? What will you choose? Faith, trust, or leaving God?
1 Thessalonians 3, 2-4. "We sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and encourage you concerning your faith, that no one should be shaken by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we are appointed to this. For in fact, we told you before when we were with you that we would suffer tribulation, just as it happened, and you know." 1 Thessalonians 3, 2-4.
You trust God, trust in His love, or get angry, turn away. What do you do? What will you choose to do with John 16's warning to you? What do you do with Jesus saying that church may be a place where you're hurt the worst? What will you do? What will you choose? What will you do? What will you choose? Faith, trust, or leaving God?
John 16, 1-2. Jesus is speaking. These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering God service. John 16, 1-2.
What do you do when you can't see God's blessings? Will you trust God? Trust in His love or get angry? Turn away. What do you do? What will you choose to do with 1 Peter 4, verse 19? What do you do knowing God might wait? Let you suffer in God's plan like Jesus. What will you do? What will you choose? What will you do? What will you choose? Faith, trust, or leaving God?
1 Peter 4:19, New Living Translation. So, if you are suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right and trust your lives to the God who created you, for He will never fail you. And Deuteronomy 7, 9. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9.